From Spark and Anvil and Starforge, this is Wick, in Chapter 1 of the Starforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Wick floated in the deep, dark quiet of space, a tiny, glowing creature who looked like a firefly larva in a chunky, white cartoon astronaut suit that made little poof sounds when they moved. Their soft glow was warm cream with a gentle ember light at the core. Wick loves watching new stars begin. Gas collapses, pressure builds, the spark lights, they often hum, their favorite saying, and the secret to how every star is born. They carry a stack of protostar cards showing each step and a small round gravity collapse tracker clipped to their belt. And more than anything in the whole wide universe, Wick loves the moment a cold, dark cloud finally catches fire and becomes a shining star. Wick fell in love with starbursts the very first time they saw one. "I was so small," Wick likes to say, glow going soft with the memory. "I was drifting past this huge, cold, gray cloud, a nebula. And honestly, it looked like nothing, just dust and gloom. I almost floated right past it. But something made Wick stop and wait and wait. For a long, long time, nothing happened. The cloud just hung there, dark and quiet. I nearly gave up," Wick admits. "I thought this cloud is never going to do anything." Then, deep in its heart, a single spark caught. Pop. And the whole dark cloud lit up from the inside, a brand new star blazing to life. "I have never forgotten how that felt," Wick says, "that a thing so cold and dark and nothing looking had a whole star waiting patiently inside it. From that day on, I knew my job, to float beside the quiet clouds and wait and watch for the spark. Because it always comes if you're patient enough to stay." Today, Wick hovered near just such a giant cloud, a wispy gray blanket glittering with specks of space dust. To anyone else, it looked like a whole lot of nothing, but Wick knew better. This was a star nursery. A small sprite named Pip drifted up. "Whatcha watching, Wick? Looks empty." "Not empty," Wick whiskered, antennae wiggling. "A star is getting born in there. Watch that lump. See how it's pulling itself together? Almost ready." Wick tapped the tracker. Whir click. And a tiny screen lit up, showing the cloud shrinking fast. "Gravity's doing its job," Wick said, pulling out the first card. A big, fluffy cloud. "Stage one. A cold gas cloud. A nebula. Gravity pulls it tighter and tighter, and it collapses, squishing in on itself. A second card showed the center glowing red. The core gets hot from all that squishing, like rubbing your hands together fast. Wick rubbed two tiny gloved hands and a spark flew off. They get warm, right? Well, the middle of that cloud gets millions of degrees. Wick's own glow brightened. This was the best part. The lump in the nebula pulsed. The tracker beeped loud. "Core temperature, 10 million degrees. Chirped a tiny voice. "Hot enough to fuse hydrogen," Wick breathed. "Time for the spark." The lump shimmered, a tiny flash burst from its center. Pop! And it began to glow steadily. "Yes!" Wick cheered, doing a happy spin, the chunky soup poofing. Gas collapses, pressure builds, the spark lights. A protostar ignites. It becomes a main sequence star. Pip's mouth hung open. "It was in there the whole time?" "The whole time," Wick said, "just waiting."
"How did you know it would light up?" Pip asked, still staring at the fresh new star.
"Because they always do," Wick said, "if you wait long enough. Thousands of years, sometimes millions, but the spark always comes." Wick tucked the protostar cards away and floated a little closer to the new star. Its light was still faint, just there, a warm, steady glow where a moment ago there'd been only cold and dark.
and a happy warmth spread through Wick's whole glowing body, gentle and complete. The deep, patient gladness of having waited beside the quiet and stayed and been there at the exact moment the spark caught. This was Wick's joy, not the hurry, but the waiting, and then the light. Another star born, and Wick would happily wait a thousand years to see the next one.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Wick. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.